Okay, now I understand you have an interesting story to tell about your name. So what is your name first?
Tennille Xavier Johnson.
And what's the story behind the name? Now, I know you were saying when people hear it, they think of...
The Captain and Tennille.
So what's the story behind the name then? Was that the inspiration for it, or...?
My mother, she was pregnant with me. Around her 8th month of pregnancy, she was told that I was going to be stillborn. And she was also told that I was a boy. So originally my name was Dominic. At that time, 1977, around your 9th month, they make you go to full term to have the baby. So they knocked her out. When she woke up, I was born alive and a girl, and her best friend had given her the name Tennille, which belongs to the Captain and Tennille, the group. They just really liked the music.
So at the time, maybe it wasn't thought that that would be a different kind of name that you would get kidded about, but do you hear anything about it now?
A lot of times, because I work in customer service on the phone, almost every day, so people go like, who's the captain? Or, like the Captain and Tennille? And I'm like, yeah, like the Captain and Tennille, every day, swear.
So there's a bit of irony there, because you know, you do customer service, a lot of times when we call in, we're on hold, we hear the, you know, Muzak version of some of their songs.
That's a possibility, yeah.
And I guess a lot of people probably think they're the first person to make that joke, right?
Yes, everybody's like, oh, so you've never heard that before, and I'm like, no, never.
And I'm sure you had to learn very early on who Captain and Tennille was.
It didn't really start until I was like 19 and started working on the phone. But I had heard like one of their songs, like Muskrat Love.
Muskrat Love.
Ever heard. And a couple years ago, they had a commercial where they played the song, and that caught my attention. I had never even seen these people. I had no idea what they even looked like. It's crazy.
So I guess you probably throw people for a loop then when you go, to karaoke and sing the songs.
No. No. It's old music. I like some of the newer things that are out now.
Now, you were telling me earlier that you have a son. So when it came to naming him, did you go for something common or did you go for something unique?
I looked for something that was unique because I didn't want him to have all the names that are out there today. So a friend of mine who's from Switzerland, she gave us the name Caden, spelled C-A-Y-D-E-N. And I love that name. That name is awesome. There aren't a lot of kids with that name. I've only seen very few names, and they're all spelled like with K's. And what it means is warrior. And I believe it's Celtic. So I like it a lot, and it fits him. He's very strong. He's 7 months, and he's insane. So he's all over the place, and he's constantly trying to fight my earrings. So he definitely fits.
Uh-oh, so are you saying there's a new captain of your house?
He is the captain of the house, yes. I can admit there is a captain. It was just me. Now it's definitely him, yes.
Awesome, that's great. Thanks, Tennille. Thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you so much. Just to shout out, your radio station rocks.